He's an expat singer, songwriter. He's popped back in the country to do a wee tour and to celebrate the release of his latest project, Hide No More. I am talking to the very talented Al Hula. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Christchurch? How are you doing?
Oh, we are very well here in Christchurch. I think I can speak for everyone. I'm sure they'll be fine with that. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, it's great to be back, really. I'm calling from the remote Kinloch at the top of the lake above Queenstown.
Oh, lovely.
And it's certainly magic down here. And in fact, my wife was saying, you've never been down here before. And I said, no, isn't that crazy, isn't it? You know, I've been living overseas for so long and I haven't even been here yet. But here I am.
Hey, at least you're there now. But that's kind of a great start because I was going to ask that. What is it like as an expat to come home? Is it like going on holiday or is it like coming home?
It's like coming home. There's nothing like it. You know, I mean, I've been over about 25 years living in Europe, and it doesn't matter how long you're there, even though it is home where you kind of lay your hat, but there's nothing like being on your own, in your own land, you know, your own turf, and the smell and the sound of the birds, and, you know, see the family, and it's incredible to see family and friends. It's intense, and I tell you what, being away makes you appreciate this beautiful land, Aotearoa, all the more.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I always get curious about that. Now, anyway, you are here on tour. And before we get to the nitty-gritty of the tour, I want to talk about Hide No More. Because it is brilliant, and I mean that. I genuinely mean that. It is so much fun. Can you just tell us a bit about it? Like, how did this come about?
You know, a friend of mine, actually, he's from Christchurch, Mark Swindell. I've worked with him. Well, he's been a good friend of mine for years, and he's also living in London, and he's a filmmaker, and he's done loads of work in New Zealand. Made loads of music promos and documentaries, etc. So he's actually over in London, and his partner Mary was talking about just off the cuff. She said, "I'm not going to hide no more," you know. And it was like, "Ah, there's a good idea for a song." It was as simple as that, and it took, you know, it went through various, and during the recording process, it went through various different rhythms, and it was a bit of a journey to get to where it is now, but I finally hooked up with Gordon Raphael, who produced my second album. He was also involved with the Strokes for their first couple of albums, and he was kind of, you know, he coined his own, you know, like the doctor of basement grunge. And so I thought, hey, let's get Gordon back in a couple of decades later after doing that album, and let's do an EP. So he came in, and we got a studio down on Dean Street in Soho, London, and did it all live with a 7-piece band. I didn't know that was going to be the title track, but it ended up being so. And it was just after, well, we'd been through the pandemic and COVID, where everyone was doing everything remotely. It was like, now it's time to get everyone back together. Let's not hide anymore. Let's get in the same room and let's create that electricity that only a band can do in a thing, you know, in one space. And I think it really worked.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much fun. I don't even know really what to say on it. But it's really interesting you mentioned kind of the rhythms changing and all that, because all the songs are quite distinct, are quite standalone. Was that sort of a plan?
It's never a plan. Discography. People go, man, why don't you just do a record that's like concise and all the same? Yeah, I know. I go, well, I'll try next time, baby. And then I do another record, and it's like, every track's quite distinct. I mean, it keeps it interesting. It doesn't make it any easier for me, like in this music business where people like to, or the industry like to, like, pigeonhole you in a certain box, you know, with, what's your genre? It's very, very, it's genre surfing. It's kind of, yeah, I could make that, I could make things easier on myself, definitely, but there you go.
Why
that wasn't the plan.
No, don't keep them easy. That's boring. Now, anyway, how is the tour? Hasn't actually, I was about to start how ask how it's going, but it actually starts tomorrow here in Christchurch at Wonder Bar. Was there any particular reason why you chose to start in Christchurch?
Well, I knew I had to be down, so I'm down here with my family at the moment, and there's a few family celebrations while I've been back, and one of them was in Wanaka. So it was like, okay, so let's work our way up.
Makes sense.
The first one. And my friend Delaney recommended Wonder Bar.
Yeah, Wonder Bar is fantastic. And I'm just going to pretend like you're starting here because Christchurch is your favourite place and it was planned that way.
Thank you
so much. You mentioned your friend Delaney saying Wonder Bar is a great location. Are any of these musical friends of yours maybe going to show up at these gigs? Or?
I don't think Delaney is, because I think he's on tour himself in the country. So, you know, I can't expect him to be showing up. But
that's fair.
We've got Sam Bambury. He's going to be playing on the night, as is Glenn Bodger, an old friend and a wonderful artist and right from the early days.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Sam Bambury was actually on my show last week, so that that worked out really well there. Hey, I got to ask, if people want to get tickets...
What, lost you there? Lost you there?
Oh, did you? Oh, you're back.
You're back, though. Here we are.
I was just going to ask, if people want to get tickets to your shows, where can they do that?
They go to Under the Radar and just search up El Hula, E-L-H-U-L-A, and you'll see the tour there. It's also on Event Finder, I think. But, you know, try and definitely go Under the Radar. That's the place.
And music-wise, if people
On the night, you can turn up.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. And music-wise, if people kind of want to listen to your work, where are they best to find that?
Well, the great divide of Spotify, I would say, or YouTube. go and check out something like, you know, Hide No More or Burning Man. I'd say that's your first port of call.
Now, I just want to talk about one of your tracks for a moment. Hey, Satan. It's very...
There you go.
great track. How specifically did this one come about?
Well, that's really easy, because I live in East London in a place called Leytonstone, and right next door is a town called Leyton. So, I mean, where else is Satan going to live? He's going to live in Leyton. So I guess for back here in Aotearoa, it's kind of like, well, what's that got to do? You know, I guess if you're there, it makes a little bit more sense. But, you know, fried eggs and bacon, Leyton, Satan. It's just, you know, that's my extent of rhyme these days. I'm sorry, listeners.
Hey, no, it's fantastic. It is so much fun. Hide No More, I certainly don't want to after that. I want to sing to the world, quite frankly. Hey, Blair, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and it's
you're welcome.
Absolute delight to have you back in the country touring this awesome music. So thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. And come on down. I look forward to seeing you guys down there tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll come say hello. Have a great, great day.
You too. All right. See you later, man.
And that is the wonderful Blair Jolland talking about his music, Hide No More, under his alter ego, El Hula. And I'm now going to play a track from Hide No More. I'm going to play, of course, the title track from it. Love this. It's such easy listening. It's great. Enjoy.
Your smile, I miss your face. Too much silence in this place. Don't hide no more. Surprise.